Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Please be seated.
So, I don't know if you're aware or have seen the news, but this is an election year. I was shocked too. It seemed like we just had one. As a matter of fact, I believe that one day this week, Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't remember, I believe there's a presidential debate that's even going on. And it's funny because in our gospel lesson today, we have a bit of a debate that's going on there as well. We have, if we'd backed up just a little bit from the scripture that we read, Jesus has just triumphantly entered into Jerusalem. He has knocked over the money changers' tables at the temple. And now the Pharisees are wanting to know, just where does this guy get off doing these sorts of things? Why does he think that he can do this? What authority does he have to come and upset the way that everything has always been done? And Jesus recognizes that no matter what he says, it's not going to satisfy these people. So he in turn comes back with a question. Jesus is great like this. Jesus is truly one of those people that they always try to put in a box, but they never could quite get it done. So Jesus turns around and asks them a question. And they decide, this is a trap. We're not going to answer this. And so Jesus ratchets it up a notch, and he gives them this parable, the parable of the two sons. And he says to them, you know, this one said no and then went and did it. This one said yes, but never followed through. Who actually has done the will of God? And of course the answer is the son that went and did it. No matter how much he didn't want to, no matter how much he may have started off by saying, no, I don't want to do this. It's too much trouble. I have other things to do. No, no, no. Okay, fine. Ultimately, working for the kingdom of God is more important than paying lip service to the kingdom of God. We honor God not by what it is that we necessarily say. Yes, we can honor God with our lips, but if we're not honoring God with our lives, have we actually done anything? Have we actually gone out into the vineyard and worked for the principles of the kingdom of heaven? Have we gone out and worked for God? Have we gone out and done anything if all we do is sit in church and say hallelujah and then walk out like nothing we did in here ever even mattered? My brothers and sisters, we are called to be people who honor God not only with our lips but with our lives. We are called to be people who go out into the vineyard and work. We might complain about it, right? The people of Israel complained about them going out into the wilderness and everything that happened to them. Even after all the wonderful miracles and things that they witnessed, they were still grumbling. They didn't want to do it. But they followed. And we followed. It's hard to be a Christian. As I have said before, if you find it easy to be a Christian, you're doing it wrong. It's hard to always be called to put other people ahead of you. It's difficult to look out for the other. It's difficult to watch out for those who are marginalized, those who are put down by society, and say, no, these are the precious children of God as well. These are the people that we must not only pray for, speak up for, but commit to action for. Because they matter just as much as anyone else. My brothers and sisters, I truly believe that the church is called to this work. But I also believe that if the church won't do it, God will find somebody else to do it. That's what happened to the people of Israel. They were called to go out and be something different, to call on to people to love and serve God. They did not do it. God found the Gentiles to do so. What happens when the church neglects its duty to the poor, to the widowed, to the orphans, to those that are cast down by society? What happens when we push them away? What happens when we cast them aside? God will find a way to lift up the lowly. God will find a way, even whenever we think we're in the right. God will find a way to accomplish God's work. And we should never be so smug as to assume that we are always right. I'm going to tell you a little story, too. We are not called to do, as Mother Teresa says, and I'm going to paraphrase her here, great acts, but we are called to commit small acts with great love. Going out and building up the kingdom of God does not mean going out and doing the, you know, these whatever that will get you on the 6 o'clock news. It's these small acts of service to love in the vineyard of life. Whenever I was, in junior high or so, and it's funny that this story sticks out to me so, but I think it is an illustration of what happens. We were at church, and I was sitting in the pew, and I think we may have been there for a funeral, if I remember correctly. And, you know, I'm sitting in the pew, and this is in the era before social distancing, you know, B.C., before Corona. And we sitting in the pew, and, you know, you have the long receiving line, people coming into the church to pay their respects. And I had just heard before the service began that my Sunday school teacher, a wonderful man by the name of Jay, that his father had just died. And here he is showing up at this funeral service for a brother in Christ of his. And I remember sitting there and looking at him as he was in line and seeing that he was very upset. And I thought, I should go give him a hug. I was like 12, 13 years old. Probably, I don't know, 12. And I kept thinking, I should go say something. I should go do something. I need to go up there and show him that I love him and I support him and I thank him. And I never did. I sat there and I kept staring. I thought, I don't want to go out there and put myself out on a limb. I don't want to have to get out of the pew. I don't want to have to go through there. You know, what if he starts to want to talk to me about it, blah, blah, blah. And at that point, I decided I wasn't going to do it. And almost instantaneously, from the other side of the church, another kid in the Sunday school class popped up, ran over there to him and gave him a hug. And he cried. That's what he needed. He just needed someone just to love him for a second and be there with him. And I felt like I was 2 inches tall. I really felt like I had let God down. God had put something on my heart, and I decided I wasn't going to do it. I said I was going to be a Christian. I said I was going to follow God. That little simple act, that I could have gone up and done that. Well, I didn't. God found somebody else to do it. The work of God is not impeded by the fact that we are broken humans. However, it is broken humans that also do the work of God in this world. My brothers and sisters, the question that is laid before us in the gospel lesson is how do we respond to God? Do we say no and turn around and begrudgingly do those little acts each and every day that show love, compassion, caring, kindness to this very hurting world? Or are we just using our mouth to act like we're Christians? I think we'll be very surprised when we make it to heaven and see that there are some people up there we didn't expect to find. I think we'll be very surprised at the outcome of the world we live in. We can follow that small, still voice of God and work for the kingdom, no matter how small, no matter how big that call may be. Are you going today? Yes or no? Amen.